With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
Well, here we are in a brand new month, and your buddy Ty is nursing his cold that I got last week. Oh, what a weekend. I hope you had a great weekend. Welcome to the show about food, fun places in the mayhem of life as we start a new month together. I'm high on cold and flu drugs. Look out. It's going to be an interesting show today. I hope things work as they should. Welcome into the beach bunker. Hey, how you doing? Oh, man. There is some wicked stuff going around. Man, did I get a wicked cold or flu or a combination of both? I spent the entire weekend sleeping. I was awake, I think, for a total of 6 hours this past weekend. Listen, kicked the hell out of me. Totally took me down. Thinking to myself, thank God this didn't happen during the week. We wouldn't have had our time together. So to me, it seems like I just saw you because I was in a coma basically all weekend. I was up to have two kinds of soup, mushroom soup and chicken soup. And I've asked on social media, what else can I do to kick this thing? After the show on Friday, I could feel it coming on. It came on slow. And I was heavy into the garlic and the whiskey, chicken soup right off the hop, lots of water, trying to battle this thing. And I'll be honest, I was heavy on the garlic. No one wanted to talk to me on Friday. And I figured, okay, garlic, the Ukrainian tradition of decades, generations, is going to stop this cold in its place. No more lurking. I need you off the bench today. I need the lurkers off the bench. Lurkers always get a pass, but today I need you to help me carry the show. This is some of the stuff that she bought. I would like to know if that works. Some nacho cheese and some Skittles flavored candy canes on Black Friday. Nice job. Protein pancakes, protein pasta. She got, look at the goods she pulled back. And they let her into the country with all these goodies. She got some boiled peanuts. Yes, boiled peanuts. Aren't they fantastic? Were you shopping on Black Friday? Oh, look at this. Look at this. Nice. Shot of the booze. Look at the Baileys, the different kinds of Baileys. Keep in mind, one of our sponsors, Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, they've got Baileys right now for your donut, the Boston Cream Baileys. They have got Baileys hot and cold beverages. Of course, it's non-alcoholic, but it tastes exactly like Baileys. If you like Baileys, you've got to get to Tim Hortons. In Brandon, Neepawa, Mooseman, and Dauphin, for a limited time, get your dose of Baileys. And the best deal on breakfast, too, $3 breakfast sandwich with the purchase of a hot or cold beverage. You've always got time for Tim Hortons. Oh, man, and if you want the alcohol variety, you got to be hanging out with Cindy because this is a pretty nice selection. I don't think she bought all this. 5/6. What does that mean, Molly? 5/6. Ooh, booze prices have gone up. Yeah, this is stateside, so $30. Plus, you've got to factor in the cost of the exchange. So you can add on at least 30%, probably 35%, so 30 times. Even 1.8, you can add an extra $11 onto that, so you're looking at about $41 Canadian. Yeah, that's not cheap. Oh, she shows us a few more. Oh, you're at Happy Harry's. I know the inside of that liquor store. That's Happy Harry's in Grand Forks. Oh, and look at the different kinds of rum chata they've got. Those are cheap, $20. Gotta love that. Gotta love Cindy stateside shopping. Oh, yeah, Molly's used to all this stuff. Yes, you could go online right now and visit our friends at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express and book your oil change. You could, or book your service if you want to do that. Better yet, you can get instant service when you pull up to their doorway and you can get your oil changed. While you wait, you could go upstairs and enjoy Allison's Cafe. They'll show you your filters while you wait. And don't forget, they make a donation to Helping Hands, Bear Clan, and Samaritan House every time you go there at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show. Taste of Tuesdays coming up tomorrow with our friends at Co-ops of Westman. You're at home here with Co-ops of Westman. Of course, your opportunity to win free groceries and a host of other great prizes with the Unwrap the Season event. Make sure you get this magazine. Hang on a second. Get this magazine at your local co-op, okay? Right here. It's Table Magazine. And when you flip it over, it's all the details of the contest. Free groceries for a year, for gas for a year, $1,000 home center gift card could be yours too with our friends at Co-ops of Westman. And tomorrow, more holiday favorites as we continue planning for the Christmas season. So if you need chocolates for a teacher, some after eights for a stocking stuffer, if you need goodies big and small, from the ham to the turkey and all the fixings for your Christmas season, make it your local co-op of Westman. Heritage Co-op, Pemina Co-op, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary Co-op, Nipaw Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op, too. See how cool that is? You just click on that at my Manitoba511.ca. Again, Manitoba511.ca. You click on that, and this is the new Track My Plow feature. They were going to use plowme.ca. That's not, don't type that in. Don't even Google it. It does not need its own feature, and we do not need to call it plowme.ca. That is, you're not being plowed. It's plowing. It just causes it's confusion and nastiness. It's not good. Hollywood was in really a dire situation. Some of their most movies just were not landing. Now, there were a couple of exceptions. Some of the superhero movies continue to do well, but what they need is a big weekend in Hollywood, and they just got it. A huge tidal wave of moviegoers. It's like everybody woke up and realized, guess what? There's movie theaters. It was massive. Massive. One of the biggest Thanksgiving weekends ever. $221 million in ticket sales. And it was Moana 2. Well, I like the scenery. It looks like the beach bunker.
It was 3 days.
Where are we going?
It takes place in Hawaii, doesn't it? It's the Rock. That's the Rock.
Our ancestors wanted to
take our
island to all the people of the entire ocean. It's my job as a wayfinder to finish what they started.
Wanna show our people just how far we'll go.
Yeah, a lot of people wanted to see this weekend. Holy cow.
This is a call from the ancestors.
Hidden in a terrible storm, it's an ancient island. Setting foot on its sands would break the
curse. God, their animation is incredible.
Together again.
I know what I have to do. Maui, I could really use your help.
Can I get a chihu?
Disney always does it upright, too, don't they? They've always got the great storylines, and you feel good after, and Disney has really needed a big, big win, and they have finally got it with Moana 2. And it was not the only movie to bring in big crowds this weekend. Gladiator 2 also was a huge hit. And did anybody go see Moana 2? Can they anybody in chat comment on whether it's good? If it's a good movie, if it's half decent, this is going to be great for Hollywood, because these big Thanksgiving numbers will translate into big numbers for Christmas. And Thanksgiving, Christmas, the biggest time of year for movies next to the summer season, and the summer was no good. Molly says the first one was so cute. 5-day opening set a new Thanksgiving movie-going record right across the board. The previous was for Frozen 2, which brought in $125 million in its second week of release back in 2019. Moana 2 bested that by $165.3 million. And, of course, there's Wicked in theaters right now, too. I would think it would be more of a Halloween movie. I think of the Green Witch.
Don't let her get away!
Let me tell you the whole story.
Not necessarily a Christmas movie. Isn't this like more Halloween? I don't.
That's cool. Unlimited. You're green.
But these, do they feel like epic movies, don't they? Together we're unlimited. lots of stuff for kids, too. So.
Absolutely remarkable.
There is no fight we cannot win.
Like I said, a couple of these songs have charted on the Billboard Hot 100, which is a good way to help promote a movie. That happened a little bit with Barbie, too.
Causing some sort of commotion.
I don't cause commotions. I am one. Some of us are just different.
Oh, our movie man, Quentin, says he smells Oscar with this one. Yeah, the music. Well, when you got Ariana Grande in the movie, it's, she's a big pop star. She's a big star.
I know.
All aboard the Emerald City!
Yeah, that's as a 50-year-old man though, I want to see some either fast cars, things blowing up, machine guns going off, and I did not see any of that this weekend. Maybe Gladiator 2 would be more up my alley. Quentin saw this on Broadway in New York and saw the movie, and they nailed it. For those who are concerned about a adaptation that is accurate and effective, Grease was the previous record holder for bringing in the most money of any show that was on Broadway, and then they made into a movie. Of course, we all remember Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. That was a great movie. In 1978, that film grossed $190 million. But factoring in inflation, that would make it a $900 million take. So it's very hard to compare apples and oranges there. But still, you can't take away from Wicked. It is in the same, you know, being mentioned in the same sentence as Grease tells you everything you need to know, that it's definitely Grease worthy, and Quentin can attest to that. So we've got a lot of winners at the box office right now. What about machine guns and stuff blowing up for yours truly? Is there anything like that at all? Is there anybody screaming into a phone, "Bring back my daughter," or "I want revenge, you stole my car, I'm gonna come back for it"? Is there any movie like that? No. Gladiator 2.
Rage.
Oh. Never let it go. Denzel Washington is in this?
It will carry you to greatness.
Oh, you've got Rage. Okay, if there's Rage.
Now. But whose head could I give you to satisfy your fury?
And Fury. Okay, Rage and Fury.
Bro, Mr.
Oh, we've got some French subtitles in this.
But I will have my vengeance.
And vengeance. More words that attract 50-year-old guys.
Waiting for you in the next life.
Vengeance and rage. Okay, what about machine guns and things blowing up? Oh, there's some violence. Ooh, wow.
Your Majesties.
This is your gladiator.
This has that Game of Thrones feel to it, doesn't it?
I have the trust of the Emperor.
It will clear my path.
Denzel Washington is awesome. Isn't he just awesome, or am I right?
I will never be your instrument.
God, everything he's in is just awesome. I know why the chicks like him.
Lucius, take your father's strength.
Oh, and then there's some kind of father-son thing. Oh, okay, this is good. Okay.
Most fighters won't survive.
You must help him.
You must help him. You must avenge your father's honor. You must. Oh, you must. Okay, this is the movie for me. I am not going to watch Singing Witches. I will put my head in the door to catch some beach scenes at Moana 2. Buy the ticket to Gladiator 2. I will poke my head in the door. Oh, these beaches are awesome. And then let the families enjoy. I might have to skip Wicked. I don't believe in green face. I think that's, green face is just, I'm too woke. I think it's just wrong. I think it's wrong to all witches everywhere that they're using green. This offends me. Just beyond. Okay. Again, I'm high on cold meds, so forgive my attempt at humor. But anyway, that is the big news this morning, is that these movies are just massive. Oh my God, Wicked is 3 hours long? Are you kidding? Thank you, Quentin. Quentin saved us 3 hours of our life. I have a rule. I can't be watching a 3-hour movie unless I'm in a recliner or on a couch. That is not going to happen. Wow, it's 3 hours long. And it's only part one of two. Did somebody forget that we live in a TikTok world now? How do we go from keeping somebody's attention for 30 seconds to keeping somebody's attention for 3 hours? That's damn near impossible. Do they lock the doors at the theater? Do they just lock that to let us out? Let us out. No, you will watch. You will watch this movie. We're going to call this week's contest My Favorite Seat with Auto Fashion. Now, all you have to do to win these passes, now these are flex passes, you can use these for any game in December that you want to go to, okay? And all this week, I'm going to post this on my Facebook page. You just have to post a picture. Take your phone and take a picture of your favorite chair, your favorite recliner. Maybe it's the chair in your car. Where do you like to put your backside? Where do you like to put your bum? Maybe it's on your couch. Maybe you've got a great couch. All you have to do is post a picture of your seat under this this logo, and you could be a winner with our friends at Auto Fashion. Of course, our Auto Fashion friends are SGI MPI accredited, paintless dent repair. They'll take care of your vehicle on the inside and outside. They do ceramic coating protection and more. Great friends at Auto Fashion, 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash. Look for the green A's. And they are not only sponsors of the Tyler Glenn Show, but sponsors of the Brandon Wheat Kings, too. So, again, it's your opportunity to win those passes. We'll do a draw on Friday morning show, okay? So we call it My Favorite Seat. Now, this will get you into those brand new seats at our Keystone Center. And you can pick out your new favorite seat there. Speaking of seats, I was so excited. I was over at Leon's last week visiting with John, and I had to ask the girls if it's possible to get the exact same couch I bought over a decade ago, because our couch is going to need to be replaced in the coming months. Lo and behold, not only do they have it, but they've got the exact same model. I was so excited because our family loves it. It's the couch that everybody sleeps in. It's very hard to visit with people on our Leon's couch, and I'm not making this up. If you've been to my home, I have a brown couch in the living room, and everybody is sitting on the couch, and immediately you feel like, I should just lay down. This is so comfy. I need to lay down. And then you lose your company. I've had company literally fall asleep on my couch. I don't know what the brand name is, and really I don't care, as long as they've got more of them at Leon's. And you can find your very own comfy, cozy couch or bed or any other kind of furniture at Leon's Furniture Superstore. And yes, you can online shop. It's Cyber Monday. Go to leons.ca. I'd mentioned this earlier today. It's Cyber Monday, and yes, you can shop local, and you can shop online at the same time. I know that's hard to swallow. It's amazing. But every sponsor I have on this show has a website, and so you can go through their website and shop. Now, you can make online purchases as well, but you can shop online. 3635 Victoria Avenue is their physical location at Leon's Furniture Superstore. In the meantime, you can save 50% on select Black Tag mattresses, 20% on select Black Tag furniture, plus a Cyber Monday bonus, $100 voucher you could get. Yes, Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue, and you can do some Cyber Monday shopping too at leons.ca. And of course, our friends at Headley's Health Hut. Headley's Health Hut, there's another example of a nice website where you can go and take a look at the products and then go into the store. They've got all kinds of vitamins and supplements. So when you go to Headley's Health Hut, you can, okay, their website address, by the way, is healthhutbrandon.ca. If you're going to do some Cyber Monday shopping at Headley's Health Hut, it's healthhutbrandon.ca. Here's their website. So you can go to About Us. It talks about their new store. Oh, look at this. About Us, what we have. Take a look at their beautiful stuff there. Oh, and there's Randy and Michelle. And they say a special welcome to you. And then, of course, the products. In-store special for November. Well, they're going to update that shortly. But all their stuff is, or most of their stuff, is available online. So again, you can... Well, this is some of the brand names they've got, in case you're looking for something specific. But this whole notion of being able to shop online and not keep it local, that's just bunk. It's 2024, and so people can do both. They can shop online and keep it local at the same time. And I invite you to do that with our friends at Headley's Health Hut. By the way, they're going to have gift baskets available in December and a huge selection of gluten-free, sugar-free, all kinds of great vitamins and nutritional products, because your health matters at Headley's Health Hut. And of course, they've got their new location at 1314 Richmond Avenue, just up from Marie GM. And they've got in-store specials and Win Back Wednesday, which is going to be happening on December the 11th. Your chance to win back purchases up to $500. Blessed Mama says, I was in there the other day. Thank you for supporting those people who support me, Blessed Mama. I do appreciate that, and I love when you share that too. Blessed Mama says, I was in at Headley's Health Hut, and the girl there was so helpful and nice. They've got Dr. Brittany, ND from Prairie Neuropathic Clinic, will be open and accepting new patients too. Look at that. All of my sponsors have websites. Let me make it easy for you. Go to my website, TylerGlennShow.com. You can even buy Tyler Glenn Show merchandise, but all my sponsors are online. So you can see the websites. They're all on there. TylerGlennShow.com. There are really two ways you can go about doing shopping. You can do it the old school way, where you're going to say, I'm going to store X. And you go in the store, you've got your shopping list in hand, and you find some items that you're looking for. It's the old-fashioned way of doing shopping. Then you've got online shopping. Okay, now online shopping and online purchases are two totally different things. Online shopping means that you will go to the website. We had said that earlier today. We showed you a couple of examples. Well, you'll go pick out a product online. You may even purchase it from a local retailer online, or you'll go into their physical store and pick it up. Rochelle says she's up around 90% this year, probably closer to 20% because I started earlier. We have a post office box and we have four orders that are stuck. So Rochelle is obviously buying a lot of stuff online. Brandy says most companies are using alternate carriers when they can. There are some exceptions. Chelsea says not very much. I just can't trust that my purchase will make it to my house with the postal strike. Sandy says don't order online. I ordered stuff twice, didn't receive it. However, you can shop online and not have it shipped. All 12 of my sponsors have websites for your online shopping convenience. Dawn says definitely sticking with more local shopping. The strike is one reason, but the main reason is trying not to use my credit cards. Sandy says, I will buy everything locally. King of the Prairies does it best. Shop online, get in store. There's no chance of service disruption. Michelle says, with Canada Post strike, very slim. I've been waiting on orders for over a month already. The Canada Post strike is continuing on. The latest developments there is that Canada Post has made an offer to the union. I think it comes with a deadline. There is this notion that you can't shop online and keep it local, which is bullshit. I should have maybe prefaced it this way. You're going to buy your stuff from Amazon or somebody else, because really that's about it. Let's be honest. It does not have to be all Amazon. There is more websites than Amazon. Chelsea says, I've done most of my Christmas shopping online for companies that will ship within Canada. Jeremy says, thankfully, TMU and a few other sites have private carriers, so everything is coming from there. I've had packages delivered, no problems so far. And again, there are some local retailers that provide online shopping that are able to provide curbside delivery. You can pick up in store, and some even have their own delivery as well. So just because you're buying online does not necessarily mean that you're not shopping local. I think that's important, because as soon as people say, I bought something online, they're immediately thinking they got it from Amazon. Go online and still keep it local. Excuse me, if you go to TylerGlennShow.com, you'll see a list of our sponsors, including their website. You can get your gift card from Elkhorn Resort Carso Nordic Spa. Now that is a gift that is going to brighten up a lot of people's Christmas. I was thinking, boy, I could use that sauna in the shape I'm in up at the Elkhorn. My God, they've got this giant sauna in there. It is so hot and so humid. You go in there with a cold, you're coming, and they got salt too. Oh, doesn't that sound delicious? Oh, it does for me right now. And of course, they've got those hot tubs, and they've got a ton of special events coming up. Oh my gosh. The event calendar at the Elkhorn is insane. They've got a visit from Santa coming up on the 23rd. That's the Santa meet and greet. They have got all kinds of live music in Buffalo Bar with Neil Thornham, Bobby Dove, Katie McDonald. The Bubble Man is up over the holidays. In fact, there is a circulating rumor that before this season is done, the Tyler Glenn Show will have another live on location at the Elkhorn Resort. So stay tuned for more on that, okay? We were talking about App Law Office. They are the legal professionals waiting to help you with any real estate transactions, corporate law, or estate planning. App Law Office will provide you accurate, up-to-date information on all statutes and laws, and you won't have to worry about all the fine print. You won't have to worry about translating everything from legal nonsense into plain English, because they'll do it for you at App Law Office, 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. And our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Oh boy, Christmas baking. We flip the calendar over and everyone wants Nanaimo bars. Everybody wants those whipped shortbread cookies dipped in chocolate. You know what I'm talking about. Oh yeah, it's Cyber Monday. I want to go and do some cyber shopping at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Let's follow the link through my website, shall we? And take a look at some of the delectable photos that they have got on their page. And lo and behold, look what I find. I find whipped shortbread. This is probably one of the more popular Christmas items. Whipped shortbread. Oh, that is so delicious. Oh, that is, I think that's Easter bread. So is Easter bread Christmas bread at Christmas? Is it Halloween bread at Halloween? Is it Canada Day bread? Oh, there's hot cross buns. Look at this. See, with online shopping, it shows you the pictures of the stuff you're going to buy. And you don't have to buy it and have it shipped to your house. You could shop, which is essentially looking at the stuff you're going to get and then go and get it. Oh, look at those delicious hot cross buns. Look at this. You can even shop for mugs and toques. Kuiper's Family Bakery has logoed merchandise. Show your Kuiper's pride by picking up some Kuiper's Family Bakery merchandise in store at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. If you're going to get an EV, make it West Bend's number one EV destination. Murray Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And there is another example where you're going to want information on driving your first electric vehicle. How long is the battery going to last? What's my electrical bill going to be like? You know, these are things that you'll be looking for. They call that research. It's part of the shopping experience. But if you don't want to do it online, if you want to go in and talk to an expert in person, you can do that too. But they are a wealth of information at Murray GM, and they can't wait to help you at 1500 Richmond Avenue. And that is why they are West Bend's number one EV destination. Not only do they have some great models available, but they come completely educated on electric vehicles and the upkeep, the maintenance, what's involved, cost of ownership. And of course, my favorite, because I'm a cheapskate, is how much money you can save at the gas pump and what kinds of incentives are available provincially and federally. Okay. Justin Trudeau had a dinner date on Friday at Donald Trump's place. And you know what? I have to tell you something. Sunseekers, I got to tell you, those people who said that Donald Trump does not have a heart, they obviously missed the mark on that, because Justin Trudeau could show up at my house and ask to eat a meal at my dinner table, and I would slam the door in his face. So for Trump to not only have him down and have a meal together, but to actually be cordial about the whole thing, I have to tell you, that's pretty impressive. I would not have been as a big a person as Donald Trump was to have Justin at my table. However, when Donald Trump does have people down for dinner, he likes them to stay at the Mar-a-Lago resort, and Justin was not offered that privilege. He was offered a dinner only. No dinner and a stay. I mean, you wouldn't want to have Justin stay at your place. Justin and his cronies. What's really cool? Governor of North Dakota, former governor of North Dakota, which is cool because he's a guy who knows where Brandon is. He's a guy who has been to Brandon. His name is Doug Burgum. He's a big fan of Manitoba. Obviously, his state bordered ours. Trudeau, who I don't know if he's ever been to Brandon other than maybe coming through on the number one time. Doug Burgum knows where Manitoba is. It's the eight smells that actually make us happy. I could not get over the number one. The number one smell that makes us happy. Here are some of the, let's weigh in on smells. Molly says forest smells for me. Cheryl says vanilla is a good smell. The number one smell, according to Reddit, unscientific, but thousands of people took part in this. The best smell for humans on Earth is dirt. Dirt. I did not know that dirt had a smell. The smell of freshly rained earth apparently activates more endorphins than any other smell. Why do I know this now? Because I think in the wintertime, we have no smell of dirt. So what I'm going to do, this will be the last winter that I don't have my magical pot of dirt. Unlike my magical pot. There's magical pot, and then there's your magical pot of dirt. Dirt. I had no idea that dirt, yeah, Blessed Mom was like, wow. I'm surprised by that too. I told you it'd be shocking. Number one is dirt. Laundry is also a smell that really gets to humans. Fresh laundry, whether it's coming out of a washing machine or coming in out of nature, you put it out on the line. Laundry. Breakfast smells also rank in the top eight. Breakfast smells, so that's kind of cheating in my mind, but we'll take it. That would include your toasts, your bacon, your, you know, when somebody is making breakfast on a Sunday, you know what I'm talking about. The bacon is going, the eggs are on. Holy cow. Coffee is going. It is a smorgasbord of smells. Those smells together, they're pretty friggin' awesome. And bacon has got to be it's like bacon is the champion. Let's be honest. Koenig Stowe says it's that smell when it starts to rain. Well, it goes back to dirt. It's water and dirt. And when you think about it, you can't get more closer to nature than water and dirt. That's where we come from. Other they say ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It's really like we come from the dirt, we go to the dirt. It's all about the dirt and all about the water. So it makes sense that we love it. So that's cool. And laundry. I don't know if the smell of laundry is something that I particularly enjoy, because that normally associates folding and sorting. There's work associated with the laundry smell, so I'm not sure I really like that one. Here's one we can do right away, and I know this works. Here's the smell. That was not the sound effect I was thinking of. Okay, that's also, this is a terrible, terrible attempt at sound effects. Please wipe that from your mind. I blame the cold meds. The nice thing is when you have inappropriate humor on a show when you're sick, is you can just blame the meds. I think I'm going to be on cold meds for the rest of the season. It's sunscreen. Sunscreen. That's the noise that the plastic jug, as you're squirting it on, and you just put a little on the back of your hand and give it a smell. Do it right now. Do it. We should have a mandatory sunscreen smelling at every beach break. You know what I'm talking about, right? It's got that coconut and the cream. Ugh. Quinton says, where does butter and onions? That is the quintessential every Ukrainian meal starts with butter and onions. Let's see if it's made the list. Cut grass made the list. Cut grass smells like childhood. Wood fires also made the list. And you could probably, food, there's two foods that were broad-based in their labeling, in the smells that we love so much. And one of those was the breakfast smells. The other is the carnival smells. And I think that you could probably put butter and onions in that category, because they do sell pierogies at the carnival. And you can't have your pierogies without butter and onions. But carnival smell. Carnival smell activates something in the human brain that releases all kinds of endorphins. And you know what that is like. When you show up at the fair, and it's kind of corn dogs, it's fried foods of all kinds of varieties, mixed with a little bit of the onions, maybe some butter in there. Wieners, hamburgers, hot dogs, pizza. It just hits you in the face like just the most delicious smell. You feel like when you're at the carnival, you're gaining weight just smelling food, just smelling the air. So there you have it. The eight. The eight smells that humans love the most. And of course, like we'd mentioned, the number one is probably the most shocking, with it being dirt. The smell of dirt. Maybe you need your own little piece of dirt, your own little piece of property, maybe your own home. Sunrise Credit Union can help you get into that home at a very inexpensive rate. 4.3%, in fact, residential mortgage, the new cozy low interest rate mortgage at Sunrise Credit Union, just 4.3%. Check out pictures of the United Way Christmas tree auction on their social media channels. They were over there helping out the cause in the last couple of weeks. When did they have that United Way Christmas tree auction? On the 30th. Well done, guys. Good decorators and just fine folks. Cooperative banking done by people right here in our community. 19 area locations. Sunrise Credit Union. Go visit them for your RRSP, RESP, your mortgage needs, any investment, financial advice, family farm succession planning, and more. SunriseCU.mb.ca. And our friends at Skydancer Casino, they've got plans for New Year's. Do you? How about New Year's at the Skydancer Casino? That's just part of what is set to be a very busy month of December at the Skydancer. And again, you can do some online shopping at SkydancerCasino.com. Check out their rooms. Check out their beautiful tower rooms. Check out the water park, the Turtle Island Adventure Park. You can do some online shopping on this Cyber Monday at Skydancer Casino. Get somebody a Skydancer Casino gift card. And don't forget, they have Canadian at par. As long as you're down there having some fun, playing some games, they will make that. They will give you that offer. SkydancerCasino.com, where the sky is the limit. SkydancerCasino.com. And again, their New Year's celebration happening on Tuesday, December 31st. You will not believe how crazy this book is selling. Not since the publishing of Twilight or Harry Potter. Or there's Harry Potter, Twilight. What was the other big one? Just huge, huge book sales. Up 22%. According to a Circana book scan, this book is outselling everybody right now. And it's nice that it's happening just in time for Christmas, because sometimes you wonder what you could get for somebody that has everything. And maybe they read books, but they've got the Twilight series. They've got the series from Hunger Games. They've got the series from Game of Thrones or whatever other book series is a hot seller. This is a very interesting revelation. No pun intended. That Bible sales have jumped 22% in 2024. Move over 50 Shades of Grey and Twilight. 'Tis the season not for vampires. Or whips and chains. Well, I guess there's some whips and chains in the Bible for a very different reason. But the hottest selling book in stores this holiday season is the Bible. Sales of Bibles across the U.S. increased by 22% this holiday season, and we're not done. Experts suggest that this rise in sales is due to increasing anxiety among people and a search for hope. With so much turmoil going on in the world, with wars, the economy in the shitter, and people struggling, they're turning to the Bible. I found that interesting. Who gets the royalties from that? Are they mailing checks to Jesus? Like, I just picture Jesus as like, oh yeah, it's my birthday. Oh yeah, it's my birthday. It is my birthday. It is Christmas, my birthday, and I'm selling lots of books. Yo, yo, hey, Noah, look, yeah, we're number one again. And guess who they took out of the number one spot? Donald Trump's wife, Melania, had the top seller. Yeah, we took down Melania there, Noah. Abraham, come on, we're going to have a party. I'll bring the wine. Hopefully I'll sound a little bit better tomorrow. Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride, where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun once again. I promise I'll sound a little bit better tomorrow. In the meantime, you take care of yourself, stay warm, and watch out for some slippery roads, okay? Coming later on in the week, we'll stay on top of that for you. In the meantime, have a great day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow, okay?